This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222. Because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
Hey, rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Brown and Crouppen Morning After on KPNT-FM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. At the Morning After STL on YouTube and on TMASTL.com with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, Iggy Strode, The Plowboy, and Action Jackson.
707 at St. Louis, you are listening to TMA, presented to you by Brown and Crouppen. Welcome, friends, to the Munganess St. Louis Acura Munganess, Burkhardt, Alton, Toyota. 7 o'clock hour, Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Sullivan, Vaughn, Kenneth Iggy Strode, the Plowhawk, and Action Jackson with you on a program that wants you to call in today, especially the ladies getting ready to go out for what is known as tripping season in St. Louis now that it's springtime. First Friday for tripping season always is big, sundresses and things of that ilk. So that'll be fun. Call in with your stories of scissoring, 636-900-4TMA. Text them in as well. Jeff Lottman, Compass Realty text inbox 314-881-TMA5, an email in for our design, air, heating, and cooling email of the day, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Doug, it's a Sadie Hawkins. It's up to you. And that is, talk about the tournament, Plowhawks ILL, Borehead State, talk about the tournament, John Calipari. And then you talk about the Blues and the Senators.
Oh. Well, I guess it's a tour to be. Jack Gorky hit his freeze beyond the walk.
Does that count as a blowout? You said Illinois would blow him out. Is 15 points a blowout?
I don't know.
They didn't have many. It was close for a while. About a, you know, for about 30 minutes of the game, it was still in doubt.
And with the Terrence Shannon hustle play with 18 minutes to go in the second half,
yeah,
ran the ball all the way down court, hit it off the guy's leg with a steal.
That's a pretty comfortable win by NCAA tournament standards.
I'm fine with it. I don't care about flashy wins. I don't care if we win by
survive in advance.
Yeah, I don't care if we win by 1 point.
Doug, survive in advance.
Yeah, I heard that.
And Duquesne beat BYU, which was surprising, which kind of helps up, but Duquesne looked kind of good. I don't know.
Illinois will beat Duquesne, too. They won't have
it. KU win by, or not KU, Kansas, Kentucky. I saw they were only up by like three.
They lost.
Oh, they lost?
Well, you're just hearing about this?
I saw with 3 minutes left they were up by a couple, and that's the last I saw of it. So
they got beat.
Mizzou isn't in the tournament, so I really aren't paying attention.
It was the biggest upset of the day. Okay. Kentucky goes down. 80-76.
That's a shame.
It's not a shame.
That was brutal. Kentucky made so many dumb mistakes.
Yeah.
Holy hell. That was infuriating. If I was a Kentucky fan, I would be irate.
And that's, yeah, that, as a fan, you're going
problem with that. Relying on freshmen.
Yeah, and when somebody gets hot like that from three.
Yeah, seven threes at half.
Yeah, he finished with 10 threes, which is like the second or third most threes ever in an NCAA
record.
Tournament
11
game.
With the record.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you see that stat where he had attempted 8 2-point shots over the entire course of the season?
He has 4 2-point baskets. His last one was on senior night against Detroit, Doug.
Know your role.
He plays all the time. The only time he shoots is beyond the arc. Yeah. It's like Jimmer Fredette.
Jimmer.
Remember him?
Yeah, BYU.
He used to shoot from half court.
I did not know that. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So going into yesterday, over the last 5 years, 11 seeds were like two games over 500 against six seeds, and they went 3-0 yesterday. All three 11 seeds that played yesterday.
Dubexico?
New Mexico can complete the clean sweep today.
Jackson loves Dubexico at Tennessee.
Yeah, but I was like, I know like at least two 11 seeds will win, but now that three have won, I'm a little nervous about my Lobos.
How's your bracket look?
I don't like to talk about that nonsense.
See, if it was up to Tom Izzo, Duquesne wouldn't be in there. Oakland wouldn't be in there. He wants to get rid of the automatic mid-major bids.
No, that's no good.
But to your question, they get Kentucky in the Final Four, so.
Oh, I don't even care about brackets. Mine's done anyways. I don't care.
Pretty much everybody's done at this point.
Yeah.
It's almost always the case. Always. There's always games that you have no idea that was going to happen.
Just go on Facebook and you see about 50 posts. Throwing mine away. I'm done.
Uh-huh. Well, there's always the sports talk guy. It's like, I've loved the Oakland Golden Grizzlies for months now.
Uh-huh.
Look at my 83rd bracket. I had Oakland beating. It's like, come on, dude. Who cares?
Yeah. Well, it was a fun day.
Tournament's always fun. I love that they start at 11, just does not stop.
Yeah.
Just absolutely does not stop. Basketball all day.
Mm-hmm. Kansas had a little more trouble than I thought they would. That was a close game.
Who's doing the pregame? Charles Barkley and Gail King?
Barkley, Ernie, Kenny
Oprah's
the
friend, Doug. He's doing a show with her, and it's like the lowest rated show in the history of television.
And when is this show on?
I don't know. I read it the other day that Gail King and Charles Barkley show is bombing.
Okay.
So I thought maybe they throw her on there.
No, didn't see her. Didn't see her.
From the book depository.
Yeah, that was a snipe.
Let's see what we got here. I aren't paying attention. Iggy, did you say I aren't paying attention?
Probably.
I don't know if he said that. I feel like we would have caught that.
Where is Buck Swope with the audio clip? Total Package says I still have a perfect bracket. Doug, how about that?
Oh, he does not.
That'd be text of the day.
That's how it always goes.
No. You can send your text in. Jeff Lottman, Compass Realty. Text inbox 314-881-TMA5. Boy, I got a bunch of listings yesterday. I guess the houses are starting to go on sale. Here we go. Spring.
Nice.
Springtime comes. Houses go on the market. People start wanting to move, getting ready for the summer and that move for the upcoming school year. If you are looking to buy a home or sell your home, work with Jeff Lottman of Compass Realty, JeffLottmann.com. That's JeffLottmann.com. Jeff Lottman, Compass Realty. He made the switch to Compass Realty not because of the price point of Compass Realty as the number one luxury brand, but because of the experience they provide. If you are looking to buy a home or sell your home, the connections Jeff has over 22 years in the St. Louis area, second to none. 22 years in St. Louis, $500 million worth of sales. Work with Jeff Lottman, Compass Realty, JeffLottmann.com. That's JeffLottmann.com. Yeah, think about that. What are you thinking right now?
Well, I'm thinking he also helped Incarnate Word win another state championship.
Yeah, how about that?
As assistant coach. Yeah. Does a little of everything and does it well.
Ring for that.
Renaissance man.
Can I ask you, Tim, do you drink, is that coffee or is that an energy shake?
That's a protein drink.
Protein, okay. I was just curious. I see it every day, and I never asked you if it was coffee or just something else.
Mm. Protein drink, Doug. Isopure. I think it's 50 grams of protein and 3 grams of carbohydrates. Do you like to track your macros, bro?
No, I do not track my macros.
You getting gains?
I'll have a protein shake every now and then.
What about your 75 hard?
I don't know what that means.
Oh,
yeah, it's just
get
so
it on Instagram.
Stupid.
What is it?
Get it on Instagram. Do it. Jackson's in the middle of it right now. What are you on, day 42? I follow your Insta.
Yeah, and I'm super humble about it, and I don't really like to update people on it.
What'd you call it? 75 hard?
10 times. Right.
Jackson's
Instagram.
In day 42. I hope he can get there. I think you can.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm almost done with the first self-help book, and then by the second one, I should be done with the 75 hard.
Nice. So there you go. Doug, follow Jackson.
Yeah. I don't get it. Nobody. What is it?
Nobody does. It goes 75 days of doing the same thing of eating and not drinking and carbohydrates and protein and all this other
crap. You have to read a book like for 15, 20 minutes. You have to work out inside and outside, right?
If you do it correctly, it's a great way to lose weight. Or
is that how you lost your 25 pounds?
No, I wasn't that regimented. I think Joe Rod has done 75 hard a couple times. Yeah, he likes to run.
Yeah, but you don't have to tell us.
I give in
to Rodger just took a shot.
Why would you take a shot at Rodzy?
Not Rodzy. Whoever posts that. Day 32 is 75 hard. I don't care.
When they should be posting
speedo
pictures.
I don't need fried
pictures.
Chicken this morning.
Just scroll right by it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was about to say. Usually you'd say just scroll right by it.
It doesn't bother me. It's just a bit I did.
They hate us because they ain't us.
Eric in the Central West End is Jackson's favorite texter, and he says not one of you could complete 75 hard. I'll bet you $10,000 right now on that if you're interested.
Yeah, Tim could, I'm sure.
I'm too easily tempted. I would just give up.
Well, what's the hard part about it?
You got to do it for 75 days.
What's the hard part that you have to do?
I don't know. I don't do it.
It's two workouts a day. I think KG's done it, too.
Like, for how long? How long a workout?
45 minutes, I think. One of them has to be outside, though. And then you have to read, no booze, clean diet with no cheat days. It's the whole thing.
The diet would get me. Everything else I can probably do. I could stay
hard for 75 days, but I couldn't.
Oh, you could.
Oh,
not.
Dog, how
you
hot.
Not.
Oh, blue chew back on?
Leverage.
What kind of outdoor workouts are we talking about? Just jogging around the block?
Yeah. I don't know.
Getting a pump on wherever you see.
Yeah.
Just start doing some inclines.
For 45 minutes.
Just go to your local gas station and start doing tri dips.
75 hard minutes? Guy girl is the worst. Day 76, those chubbies start putting the weight right back on. That's from Wedding Tackle. That's what they're called. They're from Chubbies.
The Chubbies, yeah. Chubby Town.
Chubby Town.
Todd Reason calls it a cult. That's nice.
Is it?
There's no mystery behind it. It's just diet and exercise.
KJ in O-Town says, no cap, 75 hard changed my life. Doug, you like that?
I can't tell who's serious anymore. I can't tell who's joking or serious. Is that real?
KJ definitely did it. I know he did it.
So after 75 days, you just go back to doing nothing?
Well, you have to take two months, and you can do it again, I do believe, right?
I don't know if there's like a, what's that thing called, a refractory period? I think you can just get right back into it, I guess.
Don't say refractory period.
I like that. I think that's the right term.
I didn't like it.
But I think you also have to take a progress pic every day, which, Doug, I know you love taking topless mirror selfies.
Yeah, so. I do.
And you don't booze, so it seems like, you know, you're halfway there.
Well, yeah, Why don't you continue to do it then? Just continue to work out and...
Yeah, I get that body
75,
tight for me.
Okay, I'm done with 75. Now give me 3 cheeseburgers and 6 beers.
It's kind of the key to all of it. If you just live that lifestyle all the time, you don't have to go to extremes. Just don't eat like a fool and exercise some, and that'll get it.
I did see a text. The person who came up with 75 Hard from St. Louis, Andy Frisella, I do believe he owned.
Andy Frisella. Yeah, I know that name.
Yeah, Superstores, yeah.
Yeah, that's where
he goes. He used to go into Billy G's all the time when I worked.
He owns Andy's Custard.
Of course, KG would say that with an eye roll emoji. That's from Todd Reising. Huh. Todd Reising and KG in O-Town sideways?
Sounds like it.
I can't keep track of those.
He's sideways with everybody, isn't he?
Rivalries. Who's that, Todd Reising or KG in O-Town?
Todd Reising.
He's lucky that the Zebras once again saved the Jayhawks' ass.
Mm. Oh, that's right. He's a rock chalk guy.
Yeah, that was
Doug, I didn't get a chance to stay up and watch that. You know, you talk about Samford.
Samford, yeah. I didn't stay up and watch all that either.
Is that Connecticut?
That was the late game.
Samford in Connecticut?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Samford?
One more time.
Are you saying S-A-M? There is a Samford.
It's a school in Alabama. Yeah.
There is a Samford.
Connecticut, though.
Yeah. There's a city in Connecticut, but the college is different.
Oh, that's all I asked.
This Samford is in a private Baptist school in Alabama.
Get an effing handicap, Reising, or Plowsy has a new opponent. That's KG in O-Town. Doug, he is taking his frustration out via the fan page club championship.
And I love KG's want to and willingness to do this because you have to deal with a lot of headaches. But I kind of feel awkward because I don't have a gym and you're making my opponent get one.
It's good self-awareness, Plowhawk.
That to me makes me feel a little awkward. I am a 20 through and through. I play enough golf to where I know my number. I've won one time in this event.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not sandbagging.
Are we just topping it? Grant?
Are we topping it out at 20?
That would be kind of fair.
Max cap is 20. Max cap.
Okay. Max cap 20.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Oh, so then Licks doesn't get his 22.
Oh,
20 at the max.
What a moment!
And this coming from a guy who probably should be a 22.
Yeah, if you're worse than a 20, you have no business winning a golf tournament.
Correct. Thank you, God.
Didn't we have like 2 30s playing each other in the semifinals?
A 32 and a 24.
Yeah, I had a caddy for that. I was caddying for Chrissy Blake, and it was Kevin Miller versus Chrissy Blake. Chrissy beat him. I'm like, oh my God, there's gonna be a 9.
They're putting for 7, and she won with an 8 on a. I'm telling you, that's a couple of holes. One with an 8.
And then we crown them champions.
That's correct.
Send one of them on to the finals.
I had explained rules to Kevin Miller. He whiffed 3 drives. Just whiffed it. And he goes, that didn't count. I didn't hit it. I said, well, you took a swing. You missed it. That counts. I didn't hit it. That doesn't matter. You took a swing at it. It's a stroke. I don't like this. You're just making rules up as you go.
Yeah.
No, that's a rule. If you Try to hit the ball and miss it. That counts as a stroke.
Doug, 129 people are in the YouTube chat early this morning here in the Munganess, St. Louis Acura, Munganess, Burkhardt, Alton Toyota, 7 o'clock hour. And Charles R. leads things off, not Carl Pelker. Does anybody have Iggy's number? I could really use some business advice. It's Charles R. Iggy, you want to give out your number to Charles R.?
No, you missed out because it was on my Facebook page for the longest time.
And then you took it down.
Yeah, I didn't know it was up there until I started getting calls in the middle of the night.
What sort of business advice are you offering?
I don't know what he does. I know he's taking a shot because I helped out Brianna a little bit. Coppage.
Oh. Well, you didn't help her out much. She got fired.
It wasn't great advice. It was coffee shop and a strip club. But
not real deep thinking.
Something to look into.
Or a golf cart, beverage girl. If you just want to be out amongst the people, but didn't get a call back on that one.
The old hipster says, hola, mi amigos. Jack Hoare says, Doug looks hot in baby blue. I agree with it. Brings out your eyes.
No, thank you.
Jake Reynolds, losing sucks, but if you lose to a better team, it's better to cope with it. But when you shoot yourself in the foot and lose, then that really bothers me. That's from Jake Reynolds. I don't know which loss he's talking about.
Probably Kentucky.
He's a Kentucky guy?
I don't know if he is, but they were shooting themselves in the foot left, right, and center. That was brutal.
Coaches John and Dean Ellis, why is Ken in a bad mood? Pout face. That's from coaches John and Dean Ellis.
This YouTube is the worst thing ever.
No, it is not. It isn't the worst thing.
Why am I pouting? I'm just sitting here talking.
Why are you so upset today?
I'm not upset.
What got you mad? Something happened on the way in?
No. One of my neighbors parked a little too close to me.
There you go, Doug. That'll do it.
How much too close?
Well, I had to check to see if he dented the car when he opened his door. Thank God he didn't. There'd have been big trouble.
What would you have done?
I would have went up to his apartment and woke him up at 6 o'clock this morning and said, look what you did to the car. Can't you park? You see what those lines are for?
And then what would he have done?
Well, I said, show me your insurance. I'm sure he doesn't have any. I'm not even sure he's got a license.
You would have woken him up in bed and demanded to see his insurance?
Well, yeah.
You think he would have just played along with that?
Because he could have left, and then he couldn't have said it was his car. My car's not there. But he can't park in the lines. He's left of the white line, and I'm in the middle of the line. Wouldn't you think when you get out of your car and you don't have much room to get out, you know you parked wrong?
Yeah.
I'm just worried about the Munganess car, and it was fine. He didn't do anything else. He probably saw you so close and got out on the passenger side. But
so this is why you've been upset all morning.
But I haven't been upset this morning. I don't know what this guy's talking about.
Those are coaches John and Dean Ellis.
Would you worry if you barged in someone's apartment in the morning that he might think he was being a victim of home invasion or
not
something?
Barging, I would have knocked.
What time would the knock have come?
Well, I noticed this morning when it was a little dark, but I could notice how close he was to the car. And then when it got light outside, I looked to make sure he didn't scratch the car opening his door. So I just walked upstairs and knocked.
Even if there had been a dent in your car, I don't suppose you could have proved it was him that did it.
Well, probably not, but he's parked right next to my car, and he's not even close to the white line, so he put two and two together. I don't think he speaks English anyway, so I wouldn't I wouldn't be able to get anything out of him anyway.
Yeah, parking is a problem for a lot of people.
Well, there's like six of them living in that apartment, so one of them probably speaks English.
What's the deal with everybody thinking they have to back into their parking spot these days?
Oh, I hate
that. You see a lot of that.
And then you got to wait for them to back it up.
Well, you're trying to get a NASCAR start out when you leave? You got to just fly out of the parking spot? Why do people do that?
They don't have to back up and...
How hard is that?
Well, some people
can't. I'm thinking it's harder to back up into a spot than it is to back out to just drive.
I would agree.
Yeah,
but some people are, they may not have a car that has that screen like we do that shows you how close you are to the car. And if there's two cars next to them, there's cars in the lot behind them, and they're trying to pull out, they may not be that good at backing out.
But it's way harder to back in with no rear view.
Well, there's probably
camera.
No cars around when they do that.
The big truck that do it, I do believe their penises are so small you need a microscope.
You think these are microwings?
Oh, 100% it's a microwing mentality, yeah.
Microwing mentality.
Makes you feel like it's bigger if you back into the parking spot?
Oh, look at me. Look at my truck, lift kitted. I have to jump out with a ladder. Sweet. It's like a helicopter.
Oh.
I'm a douche, man.
Oh, gosh.
Those are the ones that are twice divorced and can never satisfy a female.
That's what the issue is right there, because of the micropenis.
Yeah.
What about the ones, Plowhawk, that spit out the black exhaust? You ever seen?
Choose to spit out black exhaust?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
I think it might be.
What is that, like around Bogey? Or is that around Long Cabin?
Yeah, it's right in between, right before you get to Sportsman's Pee. It might only be for Diesel, but I was behind one on Hampton.
Nice.
So it was out of place, certainly. And it had like a big bumper sticker that said, "You'll deal with my black smoke." And when it started, the whole street on Hampton was billowing in black smoke.
Well, how many people think they're so cool?
Like, you're such a jackass.
And you know that dude paying $1,100 a month for that truck and going to get repoed.
I can't imagine what the gas cost would be on that.
With all the rules about emissions and everything, that's okay?
I know. I can't believe it. I cannot believe it.
You see some of these cars on the street, you wonder how they pass inspection.
That's not how they look necessarily.
Mufflers hanging out, lights don't work, mirrors hanging off, 9,000 dents in the car. And you see they just got their plates renewed like 2 months earlier. How does it pass inspection? But you're going to, failed emissions. You never fail emissions, but you got to pay that.
Friend at the gas station, bro.
Yeah, anybody is certified.
No, you can't do that anymore.
Well, a certified mechanic, you can.
No, they got to print that thing out. It used to be they just look at it, they would write it and say, "Are you good?" But now they put the nozzle in there and it prints out into a computer in the back, and you got to have that computer for printout for emissions. So if it doesn't pass, it doesn't pass. But some of these cars that are so old, it's grandfathered in, they don't have to get an emissions test.
I don't know about that.
I got a 2004. My car's 20 years old. Didn't think about that. Mine passed.
Yeah, it's just a money grab. $15-$20 it costs you to do that.
Huh. Well, did you see? Did we talk about this a week or so ago? The story I saw where the lack of air pollution is causing people now to get sick from Legionnaires.
We talked about that off air at the beginning of the show. Yeah. Or at the beginning when you walked.
You
in.
Talk about it. It's always something. Now they're saying because there's not more air pollution, the sulfur, I think it's sulfur nitrate that's in the air with air pollution kills a lot of bacteria that causes diseases like Legionnaires' disease. So more people are getting Legionnaires' disease now because the air's cleaner.
But it's like your immune system. I feel like people who don't get sick never wash their hands. But people who are very clean and wash their hands and do all that sort of hand sanitizer, I feel like your immune system is super weak.
It's just always something.
I don't know if I don't watch the news anymore. I haven't watched the news in years. So maybe, unless I see it on Facebook or Twitter or someplace.
Where you get the real news.
No, but I just saw yesterday, and I didn't know about this. In like less than 3 weeks, April 8th, we have a lunar eclipse.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Big eclipse coming.
Big eclipse.
Yeah. I didn't know that until yesterday.
They're bracing for the onslaught of tourists down in Perry County.
Well, St. Louis gets, I think, 99.1%. And I think Carbondale has 99.8% eclipse.
Yeah, so that area, southern Missouri, southern Illinois, is going to have about as much of an eclipse as anywhere in the country.
Yeah, they're talking about, in Carbondale, 300,000 people coming to Carbondale to see this. And it lasts for, 4 minutes?
I mean, isn't your schedule pretty light if you've got time to travel to Carbondale to see 4 minutes of an eclipse? Is it really that fascinating?
If it happens
right overhead, okay, you do whatever you can to look at it. Other than that, you don't travel to go see that, do you?
What if you travel all that way and it's a cloudy day? You won't even see it.
I don't know. I just don't.
I see it on the news. They want to do it every day. They talk about it every day.
I saw
it's like
it yesterday.
A countdown now.
So I didn't even know that. It's weird that now the next one, I think it's 2044, and only people in Alaska can see it.
Well, let's travel up there. Who are we kidding? We won't be alive in 2044.
So this is the show, huh?
This is it.
Well, I was just excited because the last
one. I missed
Bang. Last one, I didn't get to see it because I didn't have glasses. I didn't get the 3D glasses, so I couldn't look at it. It was just eerie, though. And was that 2017, I think it was?
I think so.
Yep.
Where it was a total eclipse, and it got so dark, all of a sudden the birds stopped chirping. They thought it was night. You know, and you just hear the birds chirping, and as soon as the total eclipse, nothing. It was like eerie silence.
That was cool. Mm-hmm. It was my first day of school at Mizzou.
First day?
Mm-hmm. It was the first day of school.
Huh. You can imagine what people thought, you know, 1,000 years ago when things like that happened.
The world's ending.
Probably, yeah. You know.
What is happening?
I have no clue what was
going
on.
Here come the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
It would suck if it was a cloudy day.
I bet they
day
sacrificed a ton of tribesmen.
It would suck if it was a cloudy day and you can't see anything.
Well, wouldn't it still be dark?
It would be dark, but you can't see the moon going over the sun. That's the cool thing about it.
All right. Well, a lot of eclipse talk this morning.
Well, I was just curious if it was just me not paying attention to the news, but or just isn't getting a lot of publicity, but I didn't know about it until yesterday.
Well, maybe you ought to make your travel plans to Perry County.
I don't have to go anywhere. I mean, just sit in my backyard. It's passing over St. Louis.
No.
Next. That's the time kill music.
Next.
Next.
Rack 'em.
What does next mean?
Well, Doug threw out the air pollution. I threw out the solar eclipse. I don't know. Anybody got anything else?
Yeah, what's the trifecta?
Yeah, I could probably
that.
Do 8 hours by myself, be honest with you, if you're interested. But I just kind of don't want to cut you off. You
no,
know,
I'm just saying.
When you're
on
a roll like this.
This kind of momentum. I'm going to say you. Anybody have... What's next?
That was a heater.
Mugged Ast is what's sponsoring the 7 o'clock hour. StLouisAcura.com and AltonToyota.com. That's where you can go shopping right now to work with the great Jamie Burkhard, Clayton Patterson, Peter Mugged Ast. And then if you need to get your car serviced, it's Ryan Seiberg. And that's Mugged Ast, St. Louis Acura, and Mugged Ast Burkhard, Alton Toyota, the official automotive provider of TMA and the Tim McKernan Show podcast. And you can support the sponsors by going to StLouisAcura.com or AltonToyota.com. And working with Jamie, Clayton, Peter, and then Ryan as well. It's Mugged Ast, St. Louis Acura, Mugged Ast Burkhard, Alton Toyota, sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour and the Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown. Iggy, how'd your team perform yesterday? Sam Burns, we got a big update on Sam Burns, and I think he finished it even, so something must have went awry for him.
Yeah, he had a double bogey. Sungjae Im had a double bogey. I think three of my guys had double bogeys.
Idiots, all of them.
Idiots, the lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my other team's doing well, but
sure.
Again, I picked the wrong
one.
We
hear that every week. The other team, the one I didn't publicize here on the show, that other team.
You're
suspicious
that, I didn't talk
that
about, team's existence.
Really doing well.
No, 2 weeks ago, I had a good team on the Mugged Ast, and no, my other team sucked.
I don't know.
So I picked the right one. The other team I have has Jordan Spieth on it. He's doing well. Now, two under, he made a double bogey as well.
Mm.
A lot of double bogeys yesterday.
Well,
although Kevin Streelman came off the milk carton, he's a 7-under.
Okay.
I like that came off the. You like that came
no,
off the milk carton?
No, I didn't like that.
You know who's DFL? Why is he still playing golf?
Somebody's about to take shrapnel.
Who?
Kevin Kisner.
Oh, I didn't know he was playing. I thought he was in the tower over 18.
That was his one. It was his 1 week. He tried out. Now he'll get to try out again another couple weeks. They just don't want to pay anybody. They're just throwing people in there. Yeah, he was, I think, 9 over par. The guy's missed 16 of 18 cuts. I don't know what has happened to that guy.
You still upset with Mike Tirico?
Well, you'll see him again this week.
Well, I would imagine so.
Really? He'll work this event?
I don't know.
He doesn't get this one.
I don't know who's in the booth this week. Well, Kisner missed the cut. He can get up there if he wants, Saturday and Sunday.
I don't know. Maybe Tirico has to do it per his contract, but I would think they don't have him on this.
Iggy, you think you'd do a good job calling golf on the network?
If I was one of the course reporters, or I was in the tower just talking about a shot or a putt, I could.
Could you?
But I couldn't sit there and be an analyst.
Better than Dottie Pepper?
He's a ball striker. There's nobody better than Dottie Pepper.
Nobody.
And Roger Maltby, who got shafted by NBC.
Roger Maltby take glands at 7:35.
Well, he got shafted. They didn't want to pay him. They didn't want to pay Gary Koch. They wanted to do other things. What have you done to save that money? You can't even find an analyst. You put somebody different in there every week.
Calm down now.
This even... Isn't there an uproar on Twitter?
About Roger Maltby's whereabouts?
There's all kinds of posts after I started talking about it.
You got it started.
A lot of people want Roger Maltby back. He was so
I've
good
never
on
heard
the,
that name in my life.
He was so good. He was so good on the broadcast last week on the Thursday and Friday they used him. Brought him and Gary Koch back just like at the players.
He's 72. He probably wants to be done.
No.
He does not.
He said at the end of the broadcast, I miss this. I miss this a lot. Basically saying I would like to come back and do it.
Then you feel sorry for him now.
Doug, I do, because he got shafted.
Doug, if you went back on Camo V, would you say I missed this? I missed this a lot?
No, I wouldn't. I definitely would not.
Just trying to get a gauge of you know, who's being truthful and not.
Yeah.
I think he wants to come back, but...
Maltby.
Yeah, he enjoys it.
I don't know what this text means, but it's from the self-made stay-at-home Ledoux mom. And I'm a fan of that automatically. Today's weather reminds me of a scoring opportunity or Iggy's hooded member. Both glorious. What does that mean? It's from the self-made stay-at-home Laduma.
I don't know, Laduma. I'm calling.
Yeah, well, there's calling.
Last girl called and didn't want to see me naked. Now you're saying my...
That was Jen Phone.
Yeah, my other... Now you're saying my member's glorious.
Hooded member.
Hooded member.
Hooded member. Glorious.
That might be the segment title.
Did we find any female listeners that did want to see you naked? Did any of them volunteer that information? We had one emphatic no that called in.
Yeah, I was being facetious when I said that. Obviously, not every woman wants to see me naked.
But most, probably.
No, I would say most would probably not want to see me naked.
Oh, no.
So for those who thought I was being serious, you know, just kidding.
Okay.
I mean, some have, but...
Some have said they like, or some have seen you naked?
Some have seen me naked.
How many members of our audience have seen you naked?
That's a nice question, Doug.
Now, what did you just put in your mouth?
Besides, it just came out of the water.
What?
No, sometimes
okay.
It's not what you do
when you're on live radio.
It's a good radio snack.
A bunch of ice in your mouth.
Sometimes you take a drink and the ice comes out.
Right next to pretzels.
I don't know.
Pretzels.
I can only think of one, but that's...
Only one member of the audience has seen you naked.
I mean, there could have been some ween peekers at TMA Lives. I don't know.
You saw Jimmy the Bulls.
Awesome. Yeah, you saw Jimmy the Bulls. Well,
the question wasn't who.
What did he show you a picture? Or did he actually show you the real ween?
He showed me a picture.
And he called us outside like it was like a private meeting.
Yeah, I didn't expect it.
Can we raise money to pay for a circumcision for Iggy? That's from the Worsen Woods Wacko.
I wouldn't want a circumcision. I like my helmet.
Would you sell?
Oh, I stepped on the drop. Damn it!
Would you sell the hood?
Pardon me?
Would you sell the hood?
God, a little old for circumcision.
I think you could get good money for that skin.
Oh. I think it's illegal to sell body parts.
Mm-hmm.
What about giving it away as a prize for like an app contest? That's still probably illegal.
Doesn't somebody have Napoleon's penis they paid for?
Napoleon's penis has been bouncing around for a couple hundred years, Doug.
I don't know.
God, could you imagine being like the fifth owner of a dude's penis?
Supposedly looks like a little nub of wood.
Ooh.
I think that was Succession, right? Didn't Tom Wamsgans
buy it? Tom Wamsgans got it?
Yeah, I think he bought Napoleon's penis, much to Logan's chagrin.
But I think a real person did buy it.
Why would you want it?
I don't know, novelty. You got money to burn. I know a lady bought Ty Cobb's wooden teeth.
You know her?
Yeah, I interviewed her. Her name is Shamansky.
That's
Art Shamsky?
No, Shamansky.
Prentist.
She bought, I don't know what you do with wooden teeth, but Ty Cobb had wooden teeth.
Well, he didn't live that long ago that he would have needed wooden teeth.
I don't know. Google it.
Don't tell me what to Google.
Ty Cobb's wooden teeth. I think her name's Shamansky. I interviewed her.
Ty Cobb was alive
in McMillan.
In the 50s and maybe into the early 60s. He was wearing wooden teeth?
Well, he could have had them before that. I don't know why he had wooden teeth.
Doug, that's the Apache.
Yeah. You know what I found the other day was the tomahawk that the Apache
And your name was Quiet Storm.
Yes.
Yeah. You still have it?
I still have it, yeah.
God, it seemed racially insensitive looking back, but at the time, I loved the Apache scream and the tomahawk give.
Gotta give Iggs credit. Ty Cobb had false teeth. I don't know if they were wooden. They were certainly dentures, but Karen Shamansky bought them in 99.
There you go, Doug. Yeah.
But false. They weren't wooden teeth.
The ad said, or the... it wouldn't be an ad. It was like the pamphlet they put out of the auction items. And it said Ty Cobb's wooden teeth.
Huh.
$18,000, Doug.
Value.
Well, I forgot what she paid. That's a lot
wouldn't,
of money.
Wouldn't wooden teeth rot with all the moisture that goes into your mouth?
I don't think many people were ever using wooden teeth. I think that they were other people's teeth, and wooden is what they say. Like they were taking teeth from people.
I don't know. I could have thought of, think of something better to do with $18,000 and buy some teeth.
Yeah. Well, he was a heck of a player.
One of the best of all time?
Yeah. Yeah.
He has a bad rap for some of the stuff he did.
Yeah, I know. He does. Especially the dental work that he had done. Because he was very wealthy. I'm surprised he had lousy teeth. He's extremely wealthy.
Yeah, maybe they didn't have really big dental plans back then. A lot of people had bad teeth back then.
Maybe, but he was very wealthy. He made it big in Coca-Cola stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right? Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And his dad, I think, was a senator. He came from very highbrow people.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. There's a lot about him that people don't know. Just do a little reading. I think Ken Andrews wrote a book about him and kind of...
Ken Andrews.
Put to bed a lot of the misnomers about him.
Yeah.
You know, people hollered, oh, he went in spikes first, and he killed somebody in the crowd. And
no. Yeah, one guy wrote a nasty article about him and just destroyed his reputation, absolutely destroyed it, when, in fact, there's very little evidence to support any of the horrible stuff he's purported to have done.
Yeah, if you read this book, he said he was actually a very nice people. If you talk to the people that were
around him a lot.
Good morning. I'm about to drive into oncoming traffic. That's from Doug's prison.
Well, be careful. Don't do that. Be careful because maybe in a half hour from now it'll get good. I'll stop talking in the show in advance.
Premier Construction Exteriors is helping the show advance because they're giving a $500 discount for TMA listeners. What they do is roofing, siding, windows, concrete, and more. It's veteran-owned and operated, a hands-on contractor. They don't subcontract all the work out to smaller companies and just tack on their profit on the end price. They can work with your insurance company on the claims for storm damage to your roofing, siding, or windows. They're building their brand, small operation that wants the best and honest solution to revitalizing your home. Located in St. Peters, Missouri, but licensed in both Missouri and Illinois, Dan or Jay is who you can call at 314-224-2543 or check out their Facebook page, which is Premier Construction Exteriors. It's a $500 discount for TMA listeners. And you can call 314-224-2543. Support the sponsors. It's Premier Construction Exteriors. They do roofing. They do siding. They do windows. They do concrete and more. $500 discount for TMA listeners. Check out the Facebook page, Premier Construction Exteriors. A new sponsor here on TMA. Design Air is a longtime sponsor on TMA, Design Air Heating and Cooling, online at designairservice.com. And you can work with Seth Goldkamp, fourth generation of Design Air Heating and Cooling. His great-grandfather started the business. His grandfather and father carry it on the tradition, and Seth does as well. No upselling. If you need to get your air conditioning fixed or just checked out for the warm weather months, go to Design Air Heating and Cooling. Doug's a client. I'm a client. Diggy's a client. We recommend you become a client as well. It's the official HVAC provider of TMA and the Tim McKernan Show podcast, online at designairservice.com. Design Air Heating and Cooling, sponsor of the email of the day, which has been clinched by Blueberry Pop Pop. One of the most impressive months in email of the day history. 11 wins and has clinched the month of March, even though it's only March 22nd. And you know you talk about the tournament.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Larry David was on. Was this Rich Eisen's show yesterday?
Yeah, he got some good guests on that show.
Rich and Larry seemed to have a very good relationship.
They have a good rapport.
Yeah.
And he talked about how important it is to fill out a tournament bracket. Larry David, Doug.
I don't know if you heard this, so I hope I'm informing you.
Uh-huh.
In the NCAA tournament, you don't have a bracket. You don't fill out brackets, do you?
What? Can I make an admission here?
Sure, yeah.
This tournament, how much can I follow in sports? I'm supposed to know who's on drink? This is crazy! Crazy! Valparaiso! I know names on Valparaiso! This is insane! I don't know anything! Maybe I'll watch the semifinal, but that's it! What can I do? I've got the Rangers, you know. I've got the Knicks.
Yes.
I can't follow all these teams. How do people do it?
I don't know.
How do they do it?
Great question. I don't know either.
Who are they married to?
The game. Married to the game, Larry.
Huh?
So no brackets. You don't fill out any brackets.
No.
Smart boy.
Well, yeah. I think the only people that know anything about it are those on TV who read about these teams 30 minutes before they go on TV. Because there's not enough hours in the day to watch all these teams. There just isn't. I mean, you couldn't possibly watch enough of all of these teams. I mean, you could watch a highlight clip, but that's not going to really give you an accurate perception of who they are.
I told you about the Grand Wave State incident. This is the first time they've ever seen Grand Wave State play in probably 5 years. And they immediately come on after they win. This will be a problem for Purdue.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you just watched like 30 minutes of them, and now you're like predicting an upset over the number one. Like, come on.
It's all KenPom ratings.
Like, it's all KenPom.
Okay.
You read the KenPom, and it's a comprehensive look at the teams. That's it.
But some of the analysts get on it, and they talk about the players like they have intimate knowledge about all these guys.
They just read something.
Well, the producers probably put a lot of work doing some research.
Yeah, and provide them a
writing up little book. Profiles yeah. on guys.
I guess. That's what it would take, because you just don't have enough hours in the day to know all
68 teams playing like 30 games. How are you supposed to do the math on that?
Yeah.
That's why I give Charles Barkley credit. He doesn't care. You'll be watching a game at halftime. Other center played a good game, turned over a couple, but that little point guard did a good job. You don't even know the names of these players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be impossible to keep them all straight.
Well, I guess unless you do it for a living. I mean, somebody like Billis, who probably watches all these games and hundreds of games and knows the coaches and talks to the coaches and follows recruiting. And I mean, guys like that, but...
I understand, but a lot of them play on the same days. They play on Thursday nights. They play on Saturdays. You can't watch all these teams.
No, 99% of the people filling out brackets couldn't name a player on 20 of the teams in the tournament.
Right. Yeah, you're just guessing. But when you watch a game, you can still enjoy it without having
great
knowledge.
Well, sure, if you like basketball, you don't have to know the people to enjoy a game.
Yeah. Right, Doug Jackson's on a high because you got tournament time, got the little piddle six-shooter on Balloon Party, but even more so this news. Tommy Shelby is headed to the big screen. Listen, you hear the applause in the Horton Watkins studio?
That's huge news. Who's Tommy that? Shelby?
Yeah. Killian Murphy and Peaky Blinders, which I thought was over. Was that season five or season six?
I don't know what season. I don't know the seasons.
Killian Murphy is reportedly set to reprise his role as the Irish Romani gang leader in Peaky Blinders in a movie, according to Stephen Knight, who created the British crime drama. He is definitely returning for it, and they are starting to shoot in September down the road in Digbeth. You ever been to Digbeth?
I have not.
Jackson, are you excited about this? I mean, Killian Murphy is your boy.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Super excited because I'm not going to, like, give away, I'm not gonna spoil anything about the show. It just ended in a... It ended well, I thought. Like, I thought it was a really solid ending. I like endings like that. But I am excited to hop back in that world. Yeah, Peaky Blinders is outstanding.
You guys watch it with closed captioning? Because I couldn't understand a word they
said. Yes, I was instructed to do that, and it was a very good piece of advice I received.
Like, for Tom Hardy especially, like, you cannot understand what he's saying unless you... Because he kind of mumbles.
Who would you rather sleep with, Tom Hardy or Killian Murphy?
No, good question, Tim. Good question.
Yep.
Oh, man. Killian's, like, more classically handsome, but Hardy has that kind of more of a man's man. So I'll go Hardy.
Interesting.
He's a little shorter, too. I'm into that.
You're into short men?
Well.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard anybody in the history of humanity say that.
You ever hang out at a jockey's locker room?
Yeah, is that your kink? And we don't kink shame, Doug, so don't.
Well, I do.
They're, like, two of my favorite actors, so.
Are all the guys on the show and girls on the show, are they all Irish, or did some of them, using an Irish accent, they're really American actors?
Most of them are British. Killian, I believe, is the only Irishman.
And the Irish accents are...
It's Birmingham accents. They're from Birmingham. So Killian's doing an English accent.
Okay. Yeah, I watched like two episodes. And I said, I don't want to watch. I just got done watching Senior Cielis with closed captioning for a year and a half.
Oh.
I can't do it again. And I couldn't understand a word they said, so...
Gosh.
Sounds like a fun show, though. I tried to get into it, but yeah, I need to turn.
I'm a big fan, Plowhawk.
I know I will
big
be.
Fan.
It just
my wife and I just got done watching it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
big fan.
It's really good. It's one of those shows similar like Game of Thrones or Succession, where like it kind of drops you in the middle of this world, and you kind of have to figure it out on your own. But once you get into it, you can't stop.
Right answer, Jackson. Hardy is zaddy. That's from KG and O-Town.
Hardy is zaddy?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Hardy's got one hell of a build, like in Dark Knight Rises. Oof.
We're too old.
Doug, listen to this.
Listen to woof, him talk woof. Back there.
Woof, woof, the man said.
Yeah. Jackson, did you see this? Because I forgot the name of it. I just saw it last night. I forgot to write down the name of the show, but is starting on Netflix and says from the creators of Game of Thrones. So I'm guessing it's the two showrunners that jumped ship and went to Netflix. You know what I'm talking about? What show it is?
I don't know.
The name
know.
Of the series they put together?
I don't. This was a D.B. Weiss.
Yeah. They finally, I guess they're earning their money. They signed 3 years ago and they haven't done anything yet.
Well, they got signed on to write a Star Wars movie, and I think that folded. And so I guess, yeah, Netflix is paying them.
Yeah, I was just curious if you heard what this was about.
No. It's tough.
Hardy is Zaddy. Doug, I like that.
How do you spell Zaddy?
Z-A-D-D-Y.
What does that mean?
We talked about that when we were talking Baby Girl. Like I said, like I thought Pedro Pascal was Zaddy and he wasn't Baby Girl. But maybe it can be
what
old.
Are you saying right now?
Well, Zaddy, I feel like, is Baby Girl just a little older, you know, like a little more matured.
Doug, we're going to revisit this.
Say that. Repeat
all
that
I
sentence
remember
you just
is,
said.
Is Big Al saying that to Lisa Ann when he's laying on the table, passed out. What up, Baby Girl? She goes, what? And just walked away.
Baby Girl would be a guy who's a little bit more in touch, a little more vulnerable with their emotional side, isn't afraid to be self-expressive. And I think Zaddy is just an older version of that, but like kind of like that, maybe a little salt and pepper in the beard, Doug.
I got a little salt right here.
Oh, you're Zaddy as hell, Tim.
I guess I'm Zaddy. Am I Zaddy as hell?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, big Zad. Big Zaddy energy.
So like, could I score at Wheelhouse? Is that gonna be just too outside the age range for him?
Wheelhouse, when you could score other places. Wheelhouse, maybe not. So.
Where could I score, Jackson?
Wheelhouse would be like Tom Hardy could go score at Wheelhouse.
I'm really? Thinking. Now, why is he gonna be able to score there and not me? Be honest. Mm-hmm. It's fine. I can take the criticism.
Well, like, Wheelhouse would be more of like people in their mid-20s, but like a lot of like muscle. Like you're gonna.
No, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not my scene, Doug. Right. I'm more of a twink.
Right, and it's not, and not to say that that's, you know, bad. Wheelhouse is fun, but I would say you might do better in some more low key.
Well, tell me, I need to go. That's where I'll be this evening, like after pizza night, when I want to go to bed at 8.
Like Suar, you would fare better in Suar.
I do better in Doug. Like you want to go to Suar, see what it's doing?
Yeah, if you hung out at some most place in the Central West End or down the Loop, I think you'd kill it.
Yeah,
you'd kill it, Tim.
Maryland House. Maybe Speakeasies. That's where, like, Zaddy's.
You want to go to a speakeasy with me?
Zaddy's Prowl.
Is the Wheelhouse
Zaddy's Prowl at Speakeasies.
When's your birthday? I'm going to get you a shirt that says I'm Zaddy.
September 27th, national holiday. I think Billy Joel and Sting are coming here to play for it.
That's coming. I'm a Zaddy.
Jackson, is the Wheelhouse where you go to dance by yourself?
That was Tin Roof.
Tin Roof.
But that was also not true. So...
God, that would have been great if it were true.
But, like, imagine that. Like, I Uber downtown, go to Tin Roof, belly up to the bar, probably get, you know, Long Island iced tea, and then head to the dance floor and just start cutting up a rug by myself.
Uh-huh. Promptly, it did seem odd. I don't
promptly
know why you do
turn
that.
And leave back into my Uber by myself again.
Is the guy that kept putting his hand in the small of Tim's back, Baby Girl. That's from the Morrison Woods Wacko.
Probably. Tim, you can answer that.
God, I don't know. I'm not sure what this Baby Girl Zaddy thing is. I mean, this was when I was probably like around 30 when that happened.
And it's for men who are emotionally vulnerable. We used to call them wimpy crybabies. Now they're emotionally vulnerable.
Hey, listen, Doug. This is women attaching this, so this isn't like, you know.
And this is something that like women in their 20s are looking for?
Some, yeah, sure.
Well, I'm not kink shaming. I'm just trying to have a better understanding.
Yeah, yes.
I would go ahead and kink shame that. Be a man. Stand up and act like a man.
Wouldn't you have to get to know somebody pretty well over a period of time to know that that's how they are?
Well, if you're like really like Harry Styles, I think is like a big baby girl, gives off a lot of big baby girl energy.
Don't you think Harry Styles gives off big?
And he could probably have any woman in the world.
You think so? Is that right? Is he well hung?
No, they love.
Is that right? He's small.
He's rich and famous. That helps.
Does he like dudes? Is he bisexual?
No.
Why do you look at me when you ask that? I don't have the slightest notion.
He's with Olivia Wilde.
Oh, there's. I thought they broke up. Did Olivia Wilde? And
I don't know.
It was a big point of consternation on Don't Worry, Darling.
He wears a lot of women's clothes and carries a purse.
He wears women's clothes?
He's worn a dress, yeah.
Man up a little bit. What's happened to us? This guy wearing women's clothes, now he's the type of guy that women want?
It's free market capitalism, Doug. You're going to get mad at the market for picking what they want?
Yes.
He's a baby
girl. Pretty anti-American.
We've lost our way. We've lost our way.
Jackson, if you're into Tom Hardy, check out the show Taboo. It's right in the pocket for his fan base. dude bangs his sister too.
Oh,
that's from
God.
Doug's prison.
I don't see the. I don't see.
I
the
suppose
connection.
You're okay with that too.
No. What?
What's kink shaming?
No, we can't. We can't.
No, no, that's incest. That's
Is that the Kay Parker movie?
Kay Parker. What? Tim, you could score at the Mac.
The Doug, MAC.
You want to go to the Mac?
Jesus, why do you want to score there?
The Mac is
Old
a
men
bar.
Walk around
it's a
naked.
Bar.
That's
is
the MAC. It's where the men walk naked at the pool.
The and, Mac is a different.
And in the card rooms.
That's a bar, though. There's a bar called the Mac.
Where is it?
On Macland.
Okay.
Yeah, it actually has a small menu, but the food looked good.
On the rent plug? You're a regular?
I think Prod Joe likes going there, or G-Unit, one of the two.
I've never been there, almost been there a few times.
G-Unit likes babes, where he can be behind the dumpster giving picks on pick six.
That's true.
Is there another place that has great cheeseburgers? Max?
Max Local Eats.
That's a different place.
Rip Fries.
That's on Oakland.
MAC.
Right off of Highway 40 in Hampton, just a little east of Hampton. Little west of the University High School.
Okay.
Plowsy, play the intro to Dawson's Creek right now, and I'll give you a dozen Pro Vs. That's from Mr. 63011.
It's a square deal, Plowsy. I would do it.
Why do we? What is it?
Put it up, we'll split it.
Isn't that the Paula Cole song, Doug?
I don't.
What
remember.
Theme song is it?
I didn't watch
Dawson's
all
Creek.
Shows.
Wasn't that the Paula? Was it Paula Cole, James Van Der Beek?
I just don't know.
Pacey.
Didn't you sing the song Cowboy something?
Yeah, but I don't think that was the opening for. Is this called I Don't Want to Wait? I Don't Want to Wait? And Katie Holmes.
I don't
want to
wait till tomorrow.
You got some Pro V1s.
I didn't know this was the song to it. I've never seen the show.
Michelle Williams? And she was married to Heath Ledger or engaged?
I just don't know.
And he died in his apartment in Soho. Am I right on that?
Yeah. I think they had a kid together, didn't they?
This real life?
Yeah.
Paula Cole, Doug.
Then he won Best Actor for Joker.
And she was a backup singer for Peter Gabriel. Am I right on that? Is that right?
I didn't follow her career. I just don't know. I don't have that information for
you. I just know the Cowboys song.
The Cowboys song.
No, she sang about cowboys.
Well, let's hear a little of it.
Doug, didn't that Gene Autry, didn't he?
I forgot what it was. Spurs? Yeah. Plowsy, I'll give you one more.
I've got Spurs, that jingle, jingle, jingle.
That's
as
I go
riding
merrily. Play the Cowboys song by Paula Cole, and I'll give you one Callaway ball.
There you go. That's 13 golf balls you're getting for this hour.
Paula Cole?
Baker's dozen.
Just say Paula Cole cowboy something, it'll come up.
Paula Cole, oh, I got you. Oh, this is...
This is it, Doug. Gene Autry.
This is not Gene Autry.
Yeah, it's a good song. That's all I want to know about her. Where have all the cowboys gone?
Don't ever do that again in this studio.
It's so off.
You can do it on 101 anytime you want between 10 and 11.
Please.
Doug, where have they gone?
Well, they left. They left around here.
All right, you got a cowboy.
And now everybody's zaddy and baby girl.
Men are wearing
you got a
dresses and crying all the time. Yeah, the cowboys left.
No one's saying anything about crying.
You got one Callaway coming.
13 golf balls.
You better put
Mr. 63011.
Yeah, put that
He's got the fast golf
down.
Card.
Yeah, now you owe him a pro because we're splitting it, so.
Gabe Kapler, zaddy. That's from KJ in O-Town.
Manager for the Giants?
Former manager. I think he's on Skip Schumacher's staff in Miami
now. Is that
now.
Right?
Believe so.
Did they can him last year?
He got whacked.
Mm-hmm. Really?
He got whacked.
Yeah.
He got whacked. People are mad about Plowboy's screen being frozen in the YouTube. Is that what that means? I don't know what that is. These are just phone numbers.
Plowsy, are you moving or are you frozen?
Oh, it's interesting.
It appears that I'm frozen.
Look at that, Doug. He's frozen, but you wouldn't really know
frozen.
It because it's a legitimate
right.
pose.
Yeah, kind of like a pose.
And they are mad about it, and they're
I can
mad
see
as
well. It's just
is it my fault?
No, yeah. No,
okay.
No.
No, I meant like in the YouTube chat.
Unplug
like,
the camera.
No,
it's Plowsy frozen. In. Nope, just really high. Stone frozen. Brad, LOL. Monty Kessler, cut that rug. Thank you for standing up for the heteros. That's from the old hipster.
why can't my screen ever freeze?
Now we're in real
I think it actually might be.
No, Iggy's is all right.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's Iggy, impressive.
Static.
You got to play some poker.
Yeah, static
like,
broadcasting.
Man, this Iggy doesn't move.
I can sit here for like an hour without moving, see what happens.
I'm trying to think if I should cut the stream altogether and reset it.
Yeah, do that.
Well, I mean, it'll come back. It's
almost
not like I'm cutting it off. But
break, though. I mean, I would.
Well, yeah. Because the other three, like, do we want to shut down the YouTube chat for upwards of 3 minutes. Yeah, I'll just do it. Never
mind. No, I can break. You're not splitting dick. Pro-Vs are for the stoner. That's from Mr. 63011.
Well, if he gives me some, you're not going to know.
So you want in on Plowsy's bounty?
Wait, I thought you were giving me a ball.
Yeah.
Some guy offered to give Plowsy a dozen balls, and you want half of them?
I'm kidding. I don't hit Pro-V ones anyway. They're too good. They're too good for me.
They're good. They'll sit on my mantle. Wait till mid-season when I kind of feel like I'm not going to shank.
Yeah, I got some Pro-V ones with our TMA logo on it that I won't hit. I don't want to lose them, so they're still in my house.
I think I kept a sleeve. I think I've lost the others. Maybe, I don't know.
No, I like the Callaway soccer balls. That's what PGA Pro Dan gives me every year.
Doug, there it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a guy.
You got a guy who gives you new golf balls.
He sets me up for the summer.
Is PGA Pro Dan playing? I know nobody knows. KJ Notown knows if he's playing in the Jay Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship. I like the get-up you got going, Jackson.
He has every year. But I think last year he had a forfeit his match.
He had a forfeit?
I think his second match he had a forfeit. He was out of town, I think. I could be wrong, but I think one of the years he had a forfeit.
Mm.
I beat him 1 year because he had to give me like 20 strokes.
Did you run around bragging you beat PGA Pro Dan?
Probably. No, I shouldn't have beat him.
I bet you peacocked around that.
I shouldn't have beat him. He hit a ball out of bounds on 18. That's how I won.
He shot 70. I shot 89. I kicked his ass.
No, I said before the match, he can't beat me because he's given me way too many strokes. Uh-huh. He's going to have to shoot even par to beat me. If I play bogey golf, he's got to basically shoot under par, because if I play bogey golf and he gets pars, we're tying holes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to make birdies on every hole. So I knew he wouldn't win. But he still took it to 17.
Shot PJ Perdin.
He's a good dude, though.
He's good people. I haven't heard from him in a while. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
his birthday was a couple of weeks ago. I think I got him some concert tickets.
You don't know? Had one of your people handle it, your assistant?
I forgot. No, I mean, if there's available tickets and a friend asked me, I'll try to take care of him. I can't ever promise anything.
Guys, what's going on right now is Ken is reminding PGA Pro Dan to go bring him golf balls. That's from Zach's wife, Gummy. Is that what's going on?
No, I'll remind him in a couple weeks. So. I'll call him and say, golf season's starting. We good this year? And he'll say, yeah, I'll come by the station.
Where are the golf balls? Where are they?
I don't need to remind him. I'll text him.
Plowsy, if you cut Iggy's mic, I'll give you a box of used nitros. That's from Hoosier Daddy. Boy, you're just going to load up for the season here.
I don't know if I need that many already in the season. Wait.
You know what I found under my bed? And I bet there were some money. Two dozen of Nike One, Black One prototypes.
You found them under your bed?
Yeah.
In your bed?
When I moved under my bed, I forgot they were there.
Put golf balls under your bed?
Well, I didn't know where to put them. I just shoved a bunch of stuff under my bed. I used to have a thing with Nike when I was doing fairways and greens. They were like one of our sponsors, and they would always send us the new Nike clubs and balls. And they said, these are the balls Tiger's going to hit, but these are the prototypes until he tries them out. So I got two black boxes of two dozen Nike One prototypes.
What are you going to do with them?
I don't know. Save them. They don't make Nike balls anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, make me an offer.
Good story, yeah.
Well, I'm never going to get them. They're sitting under my bed.
You think people are going to pay you money for these balls?
I think somebody would. Well, they're collector's items. They're the balls Tiger hit before they even were made. They were prototypes.
I have Nike One prototype. They're selling $4 a ball.
How about that, Doug?
Okay.
Shut her down.
Then you get 12 bucks.
That's 50 bucks a box.
Okay. Put them on Marketplace.
See what's doing.
Yeah, maybe it will. My Geiger book isn't going anywhere, so maybe I'll...
Ooh, stunning.
This one's I found it.
Things are happening.
$10 a ball.
Did it say prototype?
Prototype. It says One Plus Black Proto M5 Nike Swish with the one. And this is used. This one ball is used for $10.
Used. These are still in the box.
Well, that's what they're asking for. It doesn't necessarily mean that's what they're getting for it.
Yeah, correct. Correct.
YouTube stream's back up if anyone had to switch off real quick.
God bless America.
Dude, if you had the prototype irons, they're $7,000.
I have a set of irons down in Florida. I think they're the Muscleback irons.
What are you doing with irons in Florida?
When I was going there quite a bit, I'd go there at least once a year.
Clear markets.
To see my sister, brother-in-law, my nieces. I brought my golf clothes down a couple times, and I just said, you know what? I have an extra set of Nike. I think they were Nike combos. Like three of them were cavity back. Three of them are muscle back, and two of them are blades. So they call them the combos.
Doug, can you hit blades?
No.
And I left them down there. I said, you know, I'm just going to leave these here so I can keep stop bringing my golf clubs down.
Yeah, those are not worth a lot of money. $300.
No, they were good clubs, though.
Mm-hmm. They look good. Yeah, they got great ratings.
I can bring you some golf balls at our match just to shut up your begging on the air. That's from Mr. Wicks.
I didn't have to beg on the air. I do it every year.
I do it every year.
You beg every year.
I don't need to beg on the air. I'll just text him.
PGA Pro Dan to bring you.
I was just giving Dan a shout out.
He's got at least $800 and a 401k and Nike golf balls just lying under his bed. It's a wonder he gets up and comes to work with the rest of you schlubs. Doug, that's from Milagro Tequila, Texter of the Year, Arbor Day.
It's pretty good.
He's flexing his wealth right in our faces.
It's pretty good.
Hey, if you are dealing with a spring that breaks in your garage door, then you need to work with Schaefer Door. That's Schaefer Door.com. Schaefer Door.com. And they handle new garage door installations and commercial garage door installations as well. If you run a business or warehouse with big, tall doors, Schaefer is experienced in these types of jobs. They're online at SchaeferDoor.com. If you run into an emergency over the weekend, they set aside early morning bookings on Monday to make sure they can get out there on Monday morning to take care of it for you. They gave a number specific for our audience to call or to text. Here it is, 636-782-3608. 636-782-3608. It's SchaeferDoor.com. Save it in your phone. If you are ever in need of garage door repair or garage door installation, work with Schaefer Door, sponsor of our 9 o'clock hour here on TMA. They're big enough to get any job done, but small enough to talk with a person who can have an impact directly with you. Their service techs are not commission-based either. It's SchaeferDoor.com, SchaeferDoor.com, or you can call or text 636-782-3608. Schaefer Door is a Clopay Master authorized dealer. Jackson, let's say you want to take Purdue and the Plowhawks guy, Zach Edey. Where can I go and wager on that?
Yeah, man, you can do that with the Circus Sports app. You can do that right quick. Purdue plays today. What time is Purdue playing?
Doug, what time is Purdue playing?
They play at 6:25 p.m. A little 6:25 p.m. tip-off. You can bet on that with the world's largest sports book in Las Vegas. Now in Illinois, the Circus Sports app is sports betting the way it should be. Big app bets, high betting limits, tight money line splits, and the best customer service around. You know, you talk about the tournament. This is the first week, first round here, round of 64. So much fun to bet on. New Mexico Clemson, I think, is going to be a great game. I think you're going to get a really good game out of Colorado and Florida. The Catamounts of Vermont are going to try to take down
that
the Dukies.
Catamounts?
I don't mind it.
They're going to try to take down the Dukies.
Charleston,
a lot of people have Charleston tabbed against Alabama. SEC went 0-3 yesterday, so maybe that continues. Either way, whether you like the over, the under, you like the spread, maybe you want to bet on a long shot Cinderella, use the Circa Sports app, which is now available in Illinois. Visit CircaSports.com for more details and get ready to start betting like a pro. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Anytime we're talking tournament here on TMA, it is presented to you by James Carlton. Your one shining moment is going to CarltonInsurance.net today to see how much you can save on car, home, and life insurance. James Carlton is my insurance agent, the Plowhawks insurance agent. Now he's Iggy's insurance agent as well. He's online at CarltonInsurance.net. 350-plus five-star reviews for James Carlton. What stands out to me is the fact that they're always looking for ways to save money for you, and they're proactive with it, and then they'll text you and then go, oh, okay, now they're up to 362 five-star reviews. Let me see what I got here. This was posted 2 weeks ago. Doug, is it Joseph Twitchell? Or do you say Twitchell?
Probably Twitchell.
I was brand new to James Carlton when my accident occurred. James and his team were outstanding. There were many issues along the way. Rental car, auto shop, impound yard, etc. And James' team, specifically Stephanie, took care of everything. She was extremely responsive and was always willing to go above and beyond to help resolve these problems. They even sent me a thoughtful note and gift card as an apology for the issues that were not in any way their fault. This team was a delight to work with, and while I hope it won't be necessary for me to call them again, I am glad to know I have them available if things go wrong. Thank you, James and Steph. And that was posted on Google, one of 362 five-star reviews for James Carlton. 314-961-4800 or go online at carltoninsurance.com. Net.
How good he is when I got the other car from Munganess, Jamie put me in the 2024 Corolla.
Yeah,
so I'd already got insurance for the RAV4, and then he put me in this car, and I had to change it to the other car. He did it in like 3 minutes.
How about that?
I mean, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. He says, and we'll send out the new card with that car on there.
You know, you talk about the tournament, and you talk about Mark Few not being happy, even though his team won big over McNeese State last mm-hmm. night. You know why he wasn't happy?
They showed the Kentucky game.
That's
on the
right.
Board.
You were aware of mm-hmm. this. It's pretty good. The game was such a blowout that in Salt Lake City, they switched over on the Jumbotron to the Kentucky-Oakland game going on. And then he went over to the scorer's table and said, turn the damn thing off. They did, but then they put it back on because people started booing, and he was mad as a hornet. And so the way that it played out is it was a blowout, and there were chants going, here we go, Oakland, here we go, going on throughout the building. And Mark Few wasn't happy.
No.
Because Gonzaga, their game distracted against McNeese State by the Kentucky-Oakland game playing over them.
Why would he care? The team's winning by 20.
Yeah, but you can see both sides of that. You can see both sides of that issue. The fans want to see the Kentucky game. But the players and the people that are there are still taking their game seriously. They don't want to be distracted by that. Who are they, chopped liver? That's a hard one. It's a hard one to know what to do on that in that case.
Yeah, I don't think you can't put it on in the arena where you're playing another game. I don't think you can do that. That's stupid.
Yeah, that's a hard one. But I don't know that it's the coach's right to decide what goes up there either.
No, that's like a Cardinal game. I mean, with the Cardinal games, Cardinals are winning 11-0, and they put the Dodgers and Padres game up on the big screen.
Yeah, there'd be some people unhappy by that.
Of course, I think I'd rather see that game, but...
Well, now, come on, stop it.
Doug, we'll find out today, most likely, if Sonny Gray starts the season on the IL. Reading between the lines in Katie Wu's column this morning on The Athletic, and I feel like she has a good rapport with John Mozeliak. I get the sense that Sonny Gray is going to start the season on the IL, mm-hmm. which means Miles Michaelis, Lance Lynn, Kyle Gibson, and Steven Matz will take on the Los Angeles Dodgers. And then they head to San Diego, and Zach Thompson, she thinks, will most likely get the spot. Matthew Liberatore either will be in the bullpen mm-hmm. or in AAA. Mm-hmm. But still, the Arozarena trade, I don't think it's too – I think it's too soon to start judging it.
Let things play out a little bit.
Thank you.
Uh-oh. Dude's trash. Settling trash.
Hey, where
again,
the mitts?
Another take that is so awful, but I would pinpoint. It's absolutely terrible.
Where are the gloves, Doug?
I got them on.
What is it, 3 years ago? Just wait. He's young.
In 3 years now, man. He was live streaming from the Braves clubhouse in 2019.
I mean, that's just insane.
But before they even start the season, it's probably unfair to make a judgment on the overall quality of the pitching staff until we really see him play. But would you say it for the start of the season – this is about as weak a starting staff as they've had in many years.
It has a low ceiling, and it also has, unfortunately, a low floor. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you would think the floor should be protected. I mean, you're really relying on some guys who are at the tail end of their career, or a guy in Matz who, you know, had a few weeks last year of being really good, but for the most part has not been good in St. Louis. And, boy, you got to help Sonny Gray's hamstring holds up throughout the course of the season. They're hoping, it sounds like, that he would start the home opener. But I'm just reading between the lines, and maybe she's not reading it right. But like I said, I think Mozeliak talks with her quite a bit. And reading between the lines, I gather that they would start Gray on the IL most likely. It's not done. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I think he's throwing a side session today, throwing against some minor league hitters.
Well, if he's ready for the home opener and he just misses one start, that's not a big deal. Almost all starters.
The issue, though,
is
the hamstring an issue throughout the course of the season. Missing one start's neither here nor there. Because, like you said, what starter hits all, you know, 30 plus starts the course of the season. Mm-hmm. Also, she does not think Victor Scott will be with the team.
It's not looking that way. He didn't play yesterday, I don't think. They're getting down to the point where they're kind of playing the lineup that you're going to see, I think, for the most part.
Yeah, we kind of guessed that. He's too good to be on the team right off
the bat. Absolutely.
It's what everyone wanted, so we're not going to get it.
Yeah, and I'm Doug Hunter 50,000%. The one thing that may have been able to save him was to get the young guys and, you know, have the fan base kind of excited about what the future looks like, and then you shove him in AAA. It's so perfect for how tone-deaf the organization is as a whole, and unbelievable. Let's watch this season kick off right.
Oh, my God. This time next week, we'll be talking about the opener in Los Angeles. I guess it'll be Glass now, and then they'll go Yamamoto, would be my guess.
Yeah. They've lost all hope in Yamamoto now.
Trust me, we'll give him that jam he needs. He'll bounce back in that start, I assure you that.
That was one of the worst starts ever for a guy in his Major League debut. Well, 100%. No, the Cardinal pitcher had the record for that. Remember that a couple years ago?
And it ruined him.
He gave up like 11 runs in one inning, 10, 11 runs.
It absolutely ruined him.
Yeah. He actually made it back the next year, I think, briefly in the bullpen. I forget the guy's name.
Well, it should never happen anyway. I mean, you see a guy getting rocked. Why you leave him in there? Well, we don't want to ruin our pitching staff. Just go out there and take one for the team. 11 runs in one inning and just keep him out there?
It was stupid. Something like that. I don't know that he started. It was maybe just his Major League debut and the game was already lost or something. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I do. I just can't remember what the name is.
Yeah.
Is it Darnell Coles?
It wasn't Darnell Coles.
And the manager, at post-game, I forgot who it was. Was it Matheny? Or was it Show? I forgot who it was. And they were just trying to have his back and it just was horrible.
6 days away from the Cardinals opening up the season. And we'll see where things go for the Blues at this time next week. We'll have a much better idea of where things are, Doug. Expected the win last night. Got it. We're probably in a very fortunate spot to be in the lead because the Senators kind of did what the Ducks did to them on Sunday night. Now, played them in the first period. Joel Hofer was all over the place. Had a ridiculous save. Rolling over and stopping a second-chance scoring opportunity for the Senators. Once again, Jakey, big mistakey.
Mm-hmm.
Two goals, including an empty netter. And Jordan Kyrou did one of the things where every five games he appears. He had a goal and two assists. And that sets the stage for tomorrow. 1 p.m. start in Minnesota. This one matters, Jack. They just passed the Wild. They're a point ahead of them. VGK won last night, so they didn't pick up any ground there. Golden Knights beat the Kraken. Kraken and Flames now falling pretty far out of contention for that wild card spot. So it's the Blues, Wild, and VGK most likely for that final spot, unless the Golden Knights were to pass the Kings, and then it would be the Blues, Wild, and the Kings for that final spot. I don't think anybody's going to catch the Predators. So you know you got four teams from the Central. It's just a matter of whether it be a five with the Wild or Blues getting in tomorrow and Monday will go a long way into proving that as the Blues take on the Wild and the Golden Knights. And the Wild are coming off of a 6, would you say 6-0?
I don't say nil. No, I don't.
6-0, skull pounding. And so that's a little scary. The road matinee facing a team fresh off of a 6-0 game. That isn't the greatest of circumstances for the Blues.
Golden Knights game on the road or at home?
It's in St. Louis.
That's a big game, obviously.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
That's a big game against Vegas. Gonna have to win that one.
Douglas?
Yeah.
That one kid, I kind of caught on to that.
Chicago and I like Vegas. That's gonna be a toughie.
Blues are playing well, though, right now.
Yeah.
They're playing very well. They could have won that Colorado game.
They really could have.
Another break or two.
Yeah, some self-inflicted wounds.
Yeah.
Kyrou with the penalty, Buchnevich was at the giveaway. But either way, in the second and third period, they righted the ship kind of like they did on Sunday night. And a good article by Jeremy Rutherford for those of you interested in as to whether or not it benefits the team to get in or to just kind of, they're most likely not going to make a deep run. Who knows? We've seen eight seeds make deep runs in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But JR spoke with Cam Jansen, David Backes, and somebody else on that 2009 team that got into the playoffs on the last day of the season, wound up being a six seed playing the Canucks, who are a three, and they got swept, albeit three of the four games were one-goal games. One of them, the final game in St. Louis, was an overtime loss. But it kind of gave them an idea of what they would be up against once you got into the playoffs. And so for some of this young core to get a chance to do that, whether it be against Vancouver again, who most likely it would be at this moment, but it could be against Winnipeg, Colorado, Dallas, to get that experience and set the stage for whatever it is that this young core would be in a spot to really compete.
I just want to see it, man. I love Stanley Cup playoffs, and with Jordan Binnington playing the way he's playing, to see him get a chance to try and steal a series against a one seed. I don't know if it'll be the President's Trophy winner. I think the Bruins are in the lead on that right now, but just give me a little Stanley Cup playoff. Doug, and you'd be free-rolling. You wouldn't be thinking, oh, they're gonna win. I hope there's no pressure. Go in there and see if he can steal a series against a top team in the West.
Right. And heck with the draft pick. I want him in the playoffs every year. I don't care about the draft pick. That's a shot in the dark anyway. And you can build teams with trades and free agents and everything. I would never think it's a better idea to not make the playoffs and get a higher draft pick.
JR replayed that draft and said, in a tinge of irony, the player the Blues could have wound up picking would have been Nick Leddy. He was picked in that draft. Mm-hmm. And the Blues, if they would have, say, had like the 10 or 11 pick, Nick Leddy would have been right in that slot. So either way, hopefully they can continue this. And at the very least, they're playing playoff kind of hockey right now in the fact that they're playing games that matter all the way down the stretch. Last year certainly was not the case. And I'm telling you something. I know this is where Biff likes to bet minus 300s. But it is amazing to see the way that it works in the NHL. And I think more so than any sport where you have, because you have so many teams competing for either slots or a playoff spot, and then you have a bunch of teams that are just butt asses and starting to play younger teams, the domination of the teams that are going into the playoffs when they're playing the teams that are just kind of finishing out the string is amazing. Mm-hmm. And so if you're looking for wagers, yeah, you're going to be risking. You're going to be betting minus 200 or minus 250 money line, but it is something else to see how it plays out, and they're really kind of sweat-free. Of course, it'll occasionally happen where you get surprised, but for the most part, it's pretty consistent at this time of year in the NHL that you're going to see the teams that are heading into the playoffs and battling for spots. And in the NHL this year, nobody is running away with any spot at this moment. That when you go up against the Ducks and the Blue Jackets and the Blackhawks and the Senators, a good chance you're going to see a sweat-free money line play. Just a little wagering tip, Doug. Do with it what you want. I don't care.
Okay.
I know you don't bet.
I'll
I'm just telling you. No. I'm trying to make people money. Doug, the name you're looking for is Mike Myers.
Yeah.
Thank you to the texters who have sent that in. A lot of people have sent that in, and they're not happy with us for not knowing.
No, I didn't remember the name. He had a very, very disappointing debut.
It was 9 runs in the first inning on Sunday Night Baseball, so that was fun.
Yeah.
Country got to watch it.
Yeah, it was painful to watch. Painful. And then he actually turned out to have a decent year or two, if I remember right.
Went to the Angels?
As a reliever, I think. Of course, after that debut, anything would look pretty good in comparison.
Yeah, the ERA is automatically going to drop. Glenn Betts Jewelers, just because. If you are looking to support the sponsors, we certainly appreciate that. But in this case, the sponsor is giving you 15% off for jewelry. Sweet mother of mercy.
That's a lot off for diamonds.
God almighty. 15% off with Glenn Betts Jewelers. Now, you go, okay, Mother's Day, wife's birthday, girlfriend's birthday, getting engaged, anniversary. It all makes sense. But what about just because? What about just because? What about just because? 15% off.
Yeah.
Glenn Betts Jewelers on Manchester and DePere, and online at glennbettsjewelers.com. That's GLENNBETZ, jewelers.com. Started up in 1941, and Craig and David Betts are the third and fourth generation of the Glenn Betts Jewelers family. And they
are
right
Diamond
there.
Dave.
Diamond Dave.
And Carrot Craig.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Diamond Dave, Carrot Craig. Glenn Betts Jewelers on Manchester. You tell them you're a TMA listener, and they give you 15% off. 15% off at Glenn Betts Jewelers. How about a just because gift at Glenn Betts Jewelers? GlennBettsJewelers.com. We will take a commercial break, close out the Mug and Ass St. Louis Acura, Mug and Ass Burkhardt, 7 o'clock hour. When we come back, we have the drops of the week, plus a big tribute article on somebody who is near and dear to TMA and its audience. We will read that article. That is coming your way here in this 8 o'clock hour on TMA, presented to you by Brian Krupp.